Inside a courtroom here in Richmond, a case is playing out that will have significant impacts across Virginia as a multi-day hearing is kicking off that will determine whether Dominion Energy can raise your electric bill. The State Corporation Commission, which regulates the utility monopoly, spent much of the day hearing comments from members of the public. Dozens called in by phone, many of them voicing concerns that they simply cannot afford higher bills. People describe situations of living on fixed incomes and barely scraping by as it is. The issue at hand technically consists of two different rate hikes that combined would add $21 a month to the average residential bill. That's about a 13% increase. Dominion says its proposals are due to cost of labor, materials, equipment, grid upgrades, and inflation. In filings, the company contends it has under-earned over the past 2 years and did not reach or get close enough to its maximum profit margin. In its report, SEC staff say the company's request come at a time of historic load growth in Dominion service territory stemming from the growth in the data center industry in Virginia. That was a hot topic during public comment as some expressed fear that customers have been and will be footing the bill for high-usage data centers. As part of its plan, Dominion wants to create a new customer class for data centers so that they can pay for their fair share of energy. And that drew support from some speakers. But SEC staff have cast doubt on some of Dominion's projected revenue requirements for data centers, citing concerns with the company's forecasting and premature assumed capital costs for projects that are not reasonably predicted to occur. In opening statements, the company's legal counsel said it planned to dispute that pushback and, while acknowledging affordability concerns, stands by its original proposals.
Next in the process, Dominion and other interested parties will present their testimonies, which could last through the rest of the week or longer. The SEC is set to hand down a final decision in December.